And we're live.
All right. This song is a special request for Chris. He's a big boy. I'm just a kid who's four. Each day I grow some more. I like exploring. I'm Caillou. So many things to do. Each day there's something new. I'll share them with you. I'm Caillou. My world is turning, changing each day. Come on with mommy and daddy. I'm finding my way. Growing up is not so tough, except when I've had enough. But there's lots of fun stuff. I'm Caillou. Caillou, Caillou, I'm Caillou. That's me.
That's my new favorite song. I love it.
Oh, that was freaking hilarious.
Well, to be honest, I wasn't even paying attention to it at first until I saw Chris flipping you off. And then I went, oh, that's what he's that's right. He's singing that Caillou kid song, man.
I legit just broke my computer.
Oh, blame it on Caillou for breaking your computer. Oh my gosh,
I was not going to sing it in that high a register. But
yeah, I was just trying to figure out what we were talking before we recorded. How I've never been on Owen Brews Barbecue. I've never been a guest.
I could have my son thing actually.
Yeah, I can hear you, Chris. Yeah.
We can hear you, Chris.
All right, cool. Because I definitely knocked my microphone over in a fit of rage And shit's just not right now. It's not working the way it's supposed to.
You're coming in clear though. We can see you clear. You sound clear.
No, did you get that's better. That's
did
better.
You get clay all over your computer again?
I forgot about that.
Well, you know, each day is an adventure. You know, well, that's why you're Caillou.
Can someone do a Photoshop of Chris's face on the Caillou's face?
Ooh. That should be a good one. We'll have that soon.
Can someone do that? That would be nice. I mean, we had the Nick Game of Thrones one, cute and funny, which is I loved it. That was hilarious.
It was. And that photo is from Comic-Con. I'm hearing a little bit of echo from somebody. From Comic-Con 2013.
Oh, Jess said she took the picture.
She did take the picture.
I don't think she actually took it. She probably didn't have filming the camera or something.
Yeah, she had one of those wind up, you know, old disposable cameras.
Right.
At the time. Actually, she might actually have one of those with the big, you know, you had to hold up and the flame came out. You know?
You sure it wasn't someone behind her that took the picture and just forwarded it to you?
Probably. She just gave her credit.
That's what I think it was.
Oh, you poor thing. I'll let you think you took the photo. Yeah.
Why did she say, because she said she knew who Kate Beckinsale was. Did we say she didn't?
Because we were talking about. Oh, I don't know why she said that.
I think we were just in general talking about Kate Beckinsale, but I
did finish The Widow.
Oh yeah,
I liked it. It just none of it. I was like, it was one of the shows where I go, I knew it. But is Kate Beckinsale? Is it her correct pronunciation is Kate Beckinsale? Right? Is that what we're going with?
Right.
Does she have the best posture? You ever notice when she walks, she could probably put a book on her head, and she doesn't. She just has the best. No slouching, no nothing. She just has perfect. I don't know why I was watching that the whole time, but I kept focusing.
Doesn't hurt that she's drop dead gorgeous too.
Yeah, and the pants they picked for I thought were outstanding. But it's a good show. It's a good. I enjoyed it.
Pants.
Her pants. They worked for me. I don't know what it was, but anyway. So, but it has Tyrion in it. It has Tyrion Lannister in it.
It does, and he plays such a like. I couldn't get Tywin actually. I couldn't get Tywin out of my head. It was weird though, because
Tyrion.
No, Tywin.
Tywin.
Oh,
yeah, Tywin. Okay.
Yeah. And Jack, I think I was texting this to you, or maybe it was in the group chat. I don't know, but the storytelling of that show was very Losty.
It did. It had flashbacks, flash forwards.
It had a plane crash. Like plane the whole crash.
Night. It has some, but there was nothing. I went, oh, that I guessed everything ahead of time.
And I, you know, it's funny. As I was watching it, you know, I was kind of like just blending the ideas and the stories and the characters together of Lost. And every time I was watching it, all I could envision was actually Tywin Lannister as Widmore. Like I was like, maybe was he Widmore in Lost?
But Widmore was kind of an ass, mm-hmm. whereas his character in The Widow, he was hard, but he was kind of cold hearted.
Yeah. So, but here's the crazy thing. So, I may have had some edibles as I was watching this. But I was making the correlation between the guy from his character in Widow to Widmore. But I was also bringing over some of the characteristics of Tywin Lannister. So, like, if you combine Tywin Lannister and his character on The Widow, you have Widmore.
I kept thinking, just don't sit on a toilet. You'll be okay.
Yeah.
You'll be okay. That's why the whole time I said, just be okay. But it had some weird, just, I won't spoil anyone who hasn't seen it, but there's some people who die and he doesn't really get too broken up over it.
No, he's like, oh, okay, great. Why don't you get the fuck out of the Congo?
Yeah. Because it was like, okay, that's Tywin. That's it.
Yeah, so yeah, spoiler alert, people die in this show, that's for damn sure.
Oh yeah,
it actually happens quite early on too, and like you're like, wait, what, dude? Like that person's like,
I like that guy.
I know, like I thought he was like a main character.
Oh, but Kate's still okay. So we're right. Yep. Or Georgie, right? Georgie was her name?
Georgia. But yeah, but think about it though. Think about the similarities between her and Kate.
Well, she wasn't annoying.
Yeah.
I guess maybe in a way. Anyway, if you haven't seen The Widow on Amazon Prime, it's worth your watch. I thought it was good. And just back me and watch it maybe if you just want for her posture, because she doesn't slouch. She doesn't slouch at all. The shoulders are square. I mean, I did.
Yes, they are.
Do you like good posture? Sure.
I usually don't pay attention to it, but I go, wait, she doesn't slouch. Even when she ran, there was a scene where she's running.
Mm-hmm.
Literally, you could put a book on her head and it wouldn't fall off. Was she a runway model at one point or something?
Probably.
Maybe I know she was a model. One of those, like, maybe she's using one of those like fancy back straps that I keep getting advertisements for on Instagram.
I mean, I'm slouching when I'm recording. I'm like, ugh.
I'm hunched over right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's just no way. But I enjoyed it. I thought it was good. Good recommendation, Chris.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, it was. I had a lot of fun watching it.
It does start out slow.
It does, but it's weird how they piece the story together because you think you get the story, and then you're like, wait, what? And then they bring in the concept of an additional family member, and you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
Oh wow. Well, that fucking sucks.
Like, yeah. It does have some sad parts, and then you have the children of the Congo who are, that was probably the worst part.
Yeah. Well, the worst part, I mean, there is some themes in it of, again, there's a lot of death themes in it. And sometimes death themes are more impactful when it has to do with certain types of characters.
Yes.
And there was one point where I was like, oh shit, I need to fast forward this part real quick and then get through it. But overall, I really enjoyed it. I thought there's good storytelling. It reminded me quite a bit of Lost, from like characters as well as like even how the characters looked. Like there was a lot of Lost in that show.
So, and this is on Amazon Prime, correct?
But I don't think there was anybody from Lost in this.
No,
you had Game of Thrones, you had ER, you had Pearl Harbor, and some other stuff.
Yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it.
I like when one little spoil part, when the general was seeing people.
Oh yeah,
I thought that was really, really good.
Yeah, yeah, it was actually very, very cool. And then, so I've moved on from Widow, and my next show that I just started watching, like whenever I have like my lunch break, I'll sit down, I'll grab some lunch, and I'll sit down for 30 minutes, 40 minutes, and start busting out shows. And I just, that's kind of like how my schedule is right now. And I started watching Barry on HBO.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've watched the first episode. What, very good.
What episode are you on right now?
The one that I'm watching now is he's t- told his, he's told Stephen Root that he's wants to go off and do his thing, and then Stephen, and he was at a party and he invited his Marine buddies to a party, and shit kind of hit.
Huh. Okay. I think that's further in. Are you in season one or two?
Season one.
Okay. I'm probably only like at the very, because I think I'm like maybe like 4 or 5 episodes in. So, season one of Barry. Yeah. I meant to finish it last year, and then I ended my HBO subscription, and of course Game of Thrones is back. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got my HBO subscription. I'm like, all right, time to, you know, there's a season two of Barry. So I'm like, all right, I want to finish watching this.
I don't know why I keep putting, I like the first episode. Everyone's has said nothing but great things about it, but I always put something else ahead of it.
And it's won awards too.
Yeah.
I mean, is it really worth watching? I mean, I didn't want to watch it because I always associate that guy with comedy, the actor.
Well, it's a dry comedy, the episode I saw, anyway. I mean, it's got some comedy to it.
Okay.
It's got Fonzie.
Yeah. You know, did you ever see Gross Point Blank?
Yeah, I love Gross Point Blank.
Now you're worse.
Okay, hang on. Sorry.
You're like an echo chamber.
But like I said, I had to finish, the fourth season of what's the Rock's show?
Empire
Ballers.
Ballers. Yeah, I finished that one because I was upset the year before because they were talking about teams moving. can I just get something off my chest real quick? I saw someone posted on our Facebook page about what the Chargers have done.
Yeah, the Powder Blues. Yeah,
the Powder Blues. Now, Matt, you've heard me talk about it before on the Sports Talk.
I gave angry face, and yeah. I don't give angry face as often as like you
the
know,
city of some the people. Fans of San Diego wanted those jerseys for as long as I can remember. Back when in the 70s, before Spanos even owned the team, that's all they wanted. In fact, when the Spanos bought the team, all right, they're going to go back and get the powder blue jerseys. That's what the fans want. No, it was always some lame fucking excuse why they couldn't do it. Well, today they announced the LA Chargers announced they're here. We did it for you. That's how they said it. So anybody, again, I don't criticize people for being, if you remained a fan, that's your choice. But I don't know how anybody can keep getting kicked in the balls by this organization and say, yeah, I'm going to stay a fan of that team.
And go on a podcast every week and say, fuck you, Dan Spann.
Fuck you, Dean Spann. I mean, I think that pissed me off more than the move. I said,
was really salt in the wound for you.
If you really wanted to stay in San Diego and you can't win Super Bowls, you give the fans what they want. Am I right? This just proves they didn't want to stay in San Diego. Fuck you, Dean Spanos. Okay, it's off my chest. I'm good now. I was just salt that. I go, you gotta fucking be kidding me.
Yeah.
Jeff, hey, Dean, take a flight to the condo. I feel better now.
Yeah, I've also been catching up on Pretty Little Lies, is it? Because I never finished that show as well.
Ah, yes.
Like, I watched the pilot, maybe. And
is that the one with Reese Witherspoon and...
is it?
No. Yes, Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
The one that Shandy stars in?
Yes.
In season two, yeah. She's going to apparently appear in. So
cool.
It'll make her even more a viable candidate for a future Owen and Bruce.
Oh, so she'll be on two episodes before I'm even on one. You know what? I'll just start calling you Dean Spanos.
Mm-hmm. Do you like Star Wars, Jack?
Nope, never seen it.
I didn't think
so. Oh, that's great. Okay.
Yeah. That's good. You should be
actually, doesn't that get me on an episode, doesn't it?
Look, my kids are huge fans, so you know,
it's okay. I don't care. I'm not saying anything. I'm not begging to be on your podcast.
Hey, okay, all right.
But you had Jay on the podcast, and getting him on a podcast like pulling teeth.
Look, the paying patrons supported it, so you know that's all I care about.
What, Jay on the podcast?
No, I care about the patrons.
No, wait. Who supported what? Jay being on the podcast? The patrons?
No, I mean, I'm just
patrons don't even know who Jay is.
It's true. I'm saying that you know, the feedback coming in from Joanne with the plan and Maggie the Magnificent, I mean, I'm like, okay, great. You know, I made them happy. So, you know.
Well, if you make those two happy, that's all that matters.
We have a couple other patrons that make this show possible. Like, to kind of just give a shout out to them. Because,
yeah, let's do it now.
Well, early on.
Let's do it now.
Tech from Tokyo, Eckhart Rickner Glaffler, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, The Drake, and Ed, the Creepy Letter Carrier.
They make this show possible. And as well do many other patrons at a lot of different levels. So if you want to become a patron, head over to jandjack.com. There's a link there. You can become a patron and help support this show.
And Game of Thrones podcast is back with cute and funny Nick.
Cute and funny, yeah.
Cute and funny.
Cute and funny.
See a whole other side of me.
And he only nitpicks about 12 scenes.
Yeah, the whole episode.
It's mainly the White Walker side of you.
Luckily, it wasn't luckily it wasn't a longer episode.
Yeah, I had more.
I should probably give it a listen.
There's people out there that I guarantee that like me for being the bitter me that just craps on things they enjoy.
It's just a shame none of them are patrons. Patrons, that's
patrons. Yeah. They should sign up. Yeah.
They might be Patriot fans. We don't know.
Well, Patriot fans are too busy winning to be bitter, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
they're going back to the old uniforms too, the 90s uniforms.
They should get the one with the guy that's hiking the ball.
That's what I'm saying. I was going to say, wait for Chris to say his name. He said it once before.
What's the name of the
Patriot mascot with when he was on the helmet?
Pat the Patriot.
Pat the Patriot. Okay, that makes sense.
Really, that's his name? Pat the Patriot? That's what they came up with? No wonder you guys suck for so long.
Patriot. You're dealing with people that do deal with a lot of head injuries, so it makes it simple for them.
It's Pat the Patriot!
That guy's a total baller.
You guys don't even have a fucking living being. You have, like, electricity.
I don't have a team. What are you talking about?
Well, you got that as well.
Fuck that.
What is it better to be on a losing team? Have your mascot be something ephemeral, you know, and powerful, and you know.
Well,
what's the use of having all color. That power when you can't win shit?
Or a Cleveland. Color like the Browns?
Why are you blaming me?
That's what I say. At least
I never fumbled a ball.
At least Cleveland picked the right mascot because they're shitty, so they picked brown. they wear the brown pants every game. It makes sense.
They got the dog pound. Dog pound. Pat the Patriot. That's weak.
I think they also don't they have like a don't the Browns have like a mascot like Elfie or something like that?
Elfie.
Yeah, you know, it's like a little elf.
Dog. Oh, elf.
No, no, it's like a little like hello, I'm a leprechaun.
I don't know. That must be an Owen Brew Barbecue podcast. I don't know.
I'm gonna look this up. So. He's got a name. Maybe it's called.
What does leprechaun have to do with the Browns?
I know.
Maybe it's called Brownie. I'm thinking
all the Irish people that live in Cleveland. Is that what we're talking? Is there a big Irish community in Cleveland?
No, it is actually called, I think, Brownie. Sorry for all those leprechaun fans out there.
Shouldn't Chris be a fan of that then? Like eat some editables and then go watch Brownie and the
Yeah, man.
Well, that's another lame name too, Brownie.
Yeah.
Brownie. Come on.
Oh, Brownie the Elf. Okay, I was not off on this.
I've never heard of Brownie the Elf.
And you call yourself a football fan. Jeez.
I've never heard of Brownie the Elf either.
Nor have I.
Wow. Wow, people. I mean, I feel like I'm not the biggest football nerd, and yet I know who Brownie the Elf is. Maybe it's because I'm from Ohio originally.
Maybe because you're from a city that stole the football team.
No, we did not steal. We earned it the old-fashioned way.
You took it.
The ball was fumbled by Baltimore, and we picked it up. So,
yeah, a city that supported that team year after year.
That's Brownie the Elf, and this is a guy dressed up as Brownie the Elf. So,
I've never seen Brownie the Elf.
Yeah, right.
I guarantee you.
That is literally a shitty version of the Fighting Irish Leprechaun.
That's what I thought. Or the Celtics, yeah.
That's the Celtics leprechaun.
Yeah,
what they said.
It's just creepier.
I'm willing to bet if Brownie the Elf went to the dog pound, he'd get beat up. And I'm not saying, hey, let's be violent out there. I'm not saying that. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'd probably lead the way. Come on. Brownie the Elf. Has he ever been – do we have any Browns fans out there?
Since 1964 in county.
Well, maybe he went to Baltimore. Maybe he's Brownie the Raven now. Raven the Elf.
No, he's still with the Cleveland Browns. So maybe that's why they're cursed.
See, I thought the Cleveland Browns are like Brown Bears. They're not Brown Bears.
No, they're named after Brown was the owner.
That's shitty.
They're named after the color of a football. They're like, what color is this football? Brown. All right. Brown. Sounds good to me.
Call something brown.
Looks like I was constantly.
I think they were named after Paul Brown, right? Because Cincinnati had a Brown descendant, I think, right? And they became the Bengals because Brown was already taken.
it's like a shitty, like non-licensed Nintendo football game where it's like, this is the Cleveland Passers. You know, all right. Here are the Houston Hikers of the football. Like, it's a shitty excuse for me.
Well, the Dodgers.
There's even a girl Brownie. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Dodgers. Why is that?
Why is that a female? What's saying the female?
Okay. This male elf has really good looking legs and some really feminine eyes. So.
That actually looks like Tim Couch.
Well, you can get this on a t-shirt for $14, so.
Well, we've learned something. We learned something new today that they
I plan on sharing some of these images on our Instagram page. You can check that out at rcadcast on our Instagram
at gmail.com.
Well, that's our email.
No, the Instagram account is going strong.
Yeah, there's some pretty funny stuff that we post on there. So if you,
I don't, it's not,
you
it's,
like what we're talking about.
Nick doesn't post on there, or it'd be cute and funny.
It would be cute and funny, yeah. So,
I posted one image.
What was that?
It was, I don't know, something.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I did.
I don't think so.
I will find it.
There's like 30 posts on there, and none are from you. I don't think.
I posted one.
It was cute and funny.
Yeah,
the cutest.
It was the cutest. Let me find it. Here, I will find it.
All right,
it was a porg, wasn't it?
Why are you trying to find that? I went shopping. I had a grocery shop with my wife the other day, and
oh, the humanity.
She made her sauce and stuff like that, so we had everybody over for early Easter because. Jay and his family are going up to New York next week to see Colleen's family for Easter. So we had an early Easter. So my wife made her sauce. And actually, if you go on, she actually shows how to make it on Crazy Aunt TV.
Yeah. It was the bun pickle bun.
Oh, yeah. I did like the bun pickle bun.
Yeah.
I did like that. So anyway, I did like that. I'm not cutting you off, Nick, but I was already starting the story. I had a massive headache. Massive headache. My head was like splitting. It hurt so bad. I don't know if it was all the pollen or just the fact that I was going shopping. So I said, you know, I'm out of alcohol. I'm going to go to the ABC store. I'll pick up the alcohol. Then I'll meet you inside. Figured she'd get a head start. I figured she'd get a head start on what she needed to get. Right. So it was actually her idea. And I said, that's a fantastic idea. So I go there. I go walking in and I start to text her where she's at. She's where they have a Starbucks in the Super Target. I go, what are you doing? She goes, I'm waiting for my drink. I look, there's one poor girl working behind the counter and a line about 20 people.
Oh, shit.
I go, what, you already ordered the drink? And there's nothing in her basket. I go, I was gone for like 10, 15 minutes. What did you get? She goes, well, I've been waiting for my drink. I go, what is with you Starbucks people? What is with you people? Why are you people in line?
What do you mean by you people?
I'm just because they're crack addicts. They're startup. I started calling them something. Something derogatory. Oh, maybe I'll call them
something derogatory.
Maybe Elfie the Starbucks people. I don't know. It's just like, look at these stupid addicts. waiting in line for their Starbucks. It's going to take 30 minutes to get your Starbucks. You can finish your shop and go find another Starbucks. Get out of line. But now these people all on their phone, looking in their phone, looking up, waiting for their line for the stupid. I'm not a Starbucks person. I mean, I'll get a drink now and then. But any, do you guys, would you wait in that line for Starbucks?
Hell no.
No, I would go get my shopping done, and then I would get it on my way out.
A rat waiting for a food pellet.
Then she finally got the drink. She goes, maybe this will help your headache. I go, no, helping my headache would have been being done shopping already.
You were like, the booze helped my headache.
Yeah, I was a little cranky. I think I was also trying to give up Coke, too. So,
Cocaine?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll do it to you, man.
Yeah, I understand. I feel like the speaking of Starbucks made me think of it. I felt like the biggest dick the other day to this tourist. my inner dick in me just kind of laughed.
Oh God!
In his face. It's not a great story, but I'm walking with some of my coworkers. And this guy walks up to me. And he's like, "Excuse me, excuse me." I'm like, "Yeah." He goes, and I'm expecting like any question because I can tell he's a tourist. And he goes, "Can you point me to the nearest Starbucks?" And I just lost it. I just put my hand on our coworker's shoulder and just laughed in his face. Because in downtown LA, they're on every fucking corner. I just like, there's one right there. There's one right there. There's one right there.
I don't get it. And I'm not trying to put Starbucks out of
business. You're such a nice guy. I would not even imagine you doing that.
It was just the absurdity of the question that made me laugh. Because it's just like, you know. It could be
so the tourist asked a Southern guy in Los Angeles where the Starbucks was. The tourist asked the Southern guy.
You lost me though when you said the inner dick inside of you. Like I just
imagine if you were just in some if you're down in Providence because you don't know that city because you know it's somewhere else and you just walked up to somebody.
No wonder you're not an Owen Bruce.
And you needed advice, and you're like, hey, like, where's the nearest Apple store in Providence? And you just laughed at the guy in his face. Like, how would you feel? I felt like a dick for laughing at him in his face, but it was just too funny for me not to laugh in his face because it was such a stupid question.
So did anybody help him out?
Yeah, I pointed it out. Okay. Matt made it funny, everybody.
I'll say, I believe it. Nick is a big dick with a smaller inner dick.
Inside of him. It just had to shine out. I kid, Nick. I do. I meant to type, Nick is a big Nick with a smaller inner Nick.
Sure you do.
I just don't get it. I just don't get the... I wouldn't wait that long for a Starbucks drink. I just wouldn't. I mean, we pull up in a drive-thru and I go, oh my God, there's like six cars in here.
It's the same thing with like In-N-Out out here. I mean, I like In-N-Out, but like, I don't think In-N-Out's the greatest thing. We've talked about this before, but every time you pass one here anywhere in LA, the line is all the way to the street and you're just like, why? There's everywhere, and why is there always a line in and out?
It's the same thing when we got a Popeye's chicken. We got a Popeye's chicken just down the street from us like 2 or 3 years ago. And when it first opened up, I'm not kidding. It was like in and out. It was like double wrapped around twice. I go, all right, we got to eat there just because this line is crazy. We got that. We got it. We went inside, got it. It took like 20 minutes. Took it home. I go, I don't get it. Am I missing something here? It's not that good.
Yeah, I don't like Popeye's chicken at all. I mean,
I don't go for the chicken if I ever go to one. I usually get like all the
go for the Starbucks drink.
Well, I get because they have other stuff. They have like shrimp and some other stuff and biscuits.
They do. It's like a Louisiana type.
Louisiana. So I go for the other things other than the chicken.
Louisiana.
That's how you say it, Louisiana.
Okay, I'll take your word for it.
Like Mississippi.
But I didn't get it. But it's still got line. It's not as big. The line's not as long as it used to be. But it's still got people always at it. And I don't get it. I think it was the last time I ever went there.
Yeah. I will actually either get it as like at the end, you know, or
end of life,
or just at the end of life.
Starbucks,
or it's my last meal.
Starbucks or Popeyes?
Matt. Okay, so my local Kroger has a thing where they have a Starbucks on the inside, but they do a discount, a daily discount for different professions. And so for teachers, every Thursday you get a
I'm a hooker. Ground. What is that? What do I get?
They didn't have that on there.
So you get a lot.
Yeah, you get a
the gift that keeps on giving.
I'm Elfie, the mascot for the Browns. What do I get?
They have just like regular, you know, just kind of general kind of, you know, I don't know, like they have medical doctors or not. It's not doctors, but it's like medical firefighters, personnel. Police officer, you know, letter carrier. I'm joking. Sorry. Sorry. Yeah, they don't have that. But anyway, it's a $2 grande.
Screw the letter carrier.
I can't beat that. But every other day, though, I'd rather go down to my local coffee house, you know, and support them. So when I can, you know. But I'm also a cheapskate.
Well, I don't drink
brew my own coffee.
I don't drink coffee. So that I guess says, that kills me there. But you know, my wife gets the energy drinks and stuff like that. So
okay.
She gets this one. It's mango. It's no, it's like a purple drink. I don't know what's in it. Now she used to get strawberry refresher.
I think that was in a Sunny D commercial.
Is that what it is?
Oh, you got mom got some purple stuff.
No, that's Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't know what it is.
It's a Sunny D commercial though.
That's what it is. This is because Dave Chappelle's making fun of the Sunny D commercials. He goes, "You ever seen the Sunny D commercial? All the kids are looking into the refrigerator, and they show like the Sunny D in the fridge where they have." Purple drink behind the Sunny D. He goes, all the white kids are looking at the Sunny D, but that black kid is looking at the grape drink. Like, I want the grape drink.
Well, it's funny because the first time I had this purple drink my wife got, I liked it. She goes, you got to drink this. This will take your headache away. So after waiting, I actually started shopping because it was taking so long for the drink. You know, when you have a headache, you're just one of those moods. Every now and then, I know people find this hard to believe. I can be unreasonable. I can be kind of a dick. I'll be honest. I can be that way. And so this is how I was being. I was just like, okay, my back was, and plus my back was killing me that day. So I had the back and my head, and just everything was going wrong. I was like, oh my God, just put me out of my misery. So I started walking. I go, you know what? I'll start buying the stuff that we need while you wait for your stupid drink. And all the Starbucks people looked at me like, oh, my God, did he just say stupid drink? And so I started buying stuff and buying stuff. She gets me a drink. I go,
he's probably a Dunkin' Donuts kind of guy.
Well, I'm surprised they looked up from their phones long enough to see me. But I said, oh, my God, this drink sucks. And I said it's loud enough for the girl that was made the drink to hear me. So I felt bad because they should have had two people there. She was literally by herself. And people are going,
I'm doing the best I can.
But people are like, you know, and I felt bad for her because I've been there where you're busting your ass. You're the only person there and you're busting your ass. And people just look at you like, why can't you go faster? She's ringing them up, writing the names on the cups, and writing in making the drinks.
It's basically this podcast, Jack. It's like you. Mm-hmm. You are the barista of this podcast.
Oh, well, thank you. I feel better about myself.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm complaining.
He gives and he gives.
And I give some more.
And then Spanos and takes and takes.
Fuck Spanos. God, that is such a bullshit move. I mean, and if you go on Twitter, and I follow a lot of – I follow current Charger fans and a lot of former Charger fans. They are just up in arms. They're just – it's just like – anyway, I'm done.
Can't believe you went there, Nick.
Well, I have a new team that I'm going to support, and anyway –
I thought we were going to make this a versus. Like
you can make it a versus, but I told Dennis goes, well, Jack interrupted him when they were talking. I go, yeah, because I'm not going to end up rooting for the goddamn Raiders the rest of my life. or someone, I know someone would put LA Chargers, and that's who people would pick.
No, I would think that would be off limits.
Okay, so it would just be the three of us.
Yeah.
Okay, we each pick a team.
All right, let me hear the teams that you would pick. And I'll decide if I'm okay with it.
Now I gotta think about it.
Well, I don't know. That seems kind of like, you know.
And you can't pick our favorite. So you can't pick the Colts. You can't pick the Patriots.
I'm gonna pick homemade chocolate chip.
Still bitter.
so you're picking the Browns.
Yep, pretty much.
Well, now that I know they got Elfie the mascot, I'm all, Brownie. Was it what is it? Brownie Elfie.
Yeah, Brownie the Elf.
Brownie the Elf.
Brownie the Elf.
Mm. You know,
he works for Keebler.
You know who Brownie the Elf works for? Brownie the Elf works for his sponsors, and his sponsors support that team. And those are the fans of the Browns, although they don't have a whole lot of sponsorship. And we here at the Ramblecast After Dark seek to have more sponsors than Brownie the fucking Elf. So now,
well, I think that's a given.
Yeah.
All right, we start recording at 9:09. The commercial is 9:44. There you go.
Okay.
So Matt's going to pick the Browns. And you know what? I don't hate the Browns. I'm going to tell you right now, I think the Browns are going to have a good team.
That's what I'm leaning towards. I was leaning towards the Browns, although I was really wanting to pick an NFC that you would really hate, like the Cowboys, but I'm going to stick with the Browns.
Cowboys. Fuck the Cowboys. Fuck Jerry Jones.
I'm going to choose the Falcons.
The Falcons?
Oh. I like the Falcons.
The Falcons are the Chargers.
The Falcons
are the San Diego Chargers of the South. That's exactly what they are.
No, they're not. They got to the Super Bowl recently.
Well, they got Super Bowl. What happened? They lost. And I apologize for any Falcon fans out there, but fuck, you choked it.
Oh, come on! Don't pick on Matty Ice.
DC alumni.
All right, Nick.
You know, Matt Ryan is the boringest. I know where they were on. I was still watching. It would be what's that thing? The instant HBO special they have. This.
Oh shit! What is that called?
Behind the scenes.
Yeah,
it's like, I haven't watched it since the Chargers moved. It's they do behind the scenes of the players.
Yeah, it's. On the turf or not on the, I don't know what it's called. It's like behind the grid,
behind the scenes, behind.
No, I know what you're talking about.
You, I can't hear the music because all I got is Ballers music in me, which is the longest theme song in the history of television. Am I right? Ballers theme song.
Like I like my chicks and twos.
I think
theme song lasts like 10 minutes. It's longer than the fucking episode.
I think
it's 22 minutes, but then they go da 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 da.
I think Caillou might be a little bit longer.
I don't know. Nick, next time you record, I want the theme
for Ballers. Ballers.
Yeah. So we won't even have to podcast.
So we have the Cleveland Browns. We have the Atlanta Falcons.
I didn't finish my Matt Ryan story, but he was on that episode. He was so boring because usually the quarterback's the one they talk about the most. He was so boring that they just kind of
cut him out.
Cut him out. That's not a bad way. He's a good quarterback, but it's just like he was boring.
Best Hard episode knocks. when my boy Julian Edelman and Danny Amendola run the show. Studs from New England.
When were they on it?
Hard
knock. Thank you, Matt.
They practiced with what's his name? Stenzel's son.
Oh, in Ballers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I remember that. I was thinking because they were in halfway through the theme song, right?
Da-da-da-da. Next season of Ballers.
All right, Nick, you gotta give me a team, Nick.
I'm going to go with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
What the fuck, man?
Oh, that is brutal. All
right, so now, Dennis, now you can see why I cut them off. These are my choices. And nothing against these teams, and they're great fans. The Browns, which would probably be, of the three, would be my choice.
Oh, okay.
The Falcons. Come on. Come on, they're never going to win a Super Bowl with Matt.
All right. Let me pull back on my pick. I want a second pick.
But Tampa Bay, come on, man.
ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The Baltimore Ravens.
Oh,
That is my new team. That's my new team. The former Cleveland Browns.
Yeah.
That was going to be my other pick. That's the team I'm going to root for.
The Baltimore murdering Ravens?
Baltimore, yes.
Hey, it's not up to Jack to pick. It's going to be the versus, so the voters get to pick.
Put the Ravens on there. Of course, people say, fuck you, Jack. We're going to give you Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay.
Only if Tampa Bay goes back to the orange sickle uniforms.
I like the orange sickle uniforms, yeah.
And the 0-17s. You know, a little bit of trivia here. Their first season, they started in the AFC West, the San Diego Chargers division.
So, Jack, you can be a fan of what is known as an unkindness.
I see an
unkindness is another name for a group or grouping of Ravens.
Okay. I've been to a couple games there, and the fans have always been good, and it's close by.
And their players murder people. However, do ours.
So, you're just saying, you're talking about. Charger players never murder anybody. They don't even tackle them.
Well,
I got halfway through that pig, and I was like, shit, so do mine.
It's all a big hand job, guys. So.
Yes, I did. I brought that up on the Facebook page. I kind of feel vindicated because I believe
you feel vindicated. Somebody tore a hole in your argument.
What was the hole?
Oh, come on! He paid someone off to. Come on, money talks. Money talks.
No, I don't believe that.
I do.
I don't believe it. So no, the police came up with no evidence.
Well, no evidence if someone's like going, okay, we're going to give you $100,000, keep your mouth shut. We're going to give you $100,000, keep your mouth shut.
So if he couldn't pay off a freaking deflated football, do you think he's going to buy over a goddamn police department?
Tom Brady had a friend named Deflator, right? He had a friend who called himself Deflator. Kraft had a friend called Handy or something like that.
honestly, if you think that Robert Kraft has gone in and paid people off to say that the police department found no evidence of human trafficking,
I'm not saying
you are. That is a higher level of conspiracy bullshit. Like the point of the matter is Jack, you made the point on that thread. The point that you made was that it was somebody who took the situation
and
tried to manipulate it because of he was a high-ranking person.
I put three scenarios on there. I put somebody took it and tried to make a name for themselves and went
absolutely
because of who was arrested. Number two, he's rich and powerful, and they paid someone off. Three, it's Florida.
Honestly, if you think that Robert Kraft paid somebody off,
no, I think he handed that off.
But like, there's no way they wouldn't. There's no way that wouldn't become public. There's no way that they wouldn't get found out.
It happens all the time, though.
No, but not when it's in a fucking worldwide story.
Guys, it's like Chinatown, man. It's Florida.
But the fact of the matter is, he went and got a hand job. He absolutely solicited prostitution, which I think nobody disagrees with. But the fact of the matter is, and I said this during the show, that like I don't believe that if he even had any inkling of knowing that, because it didn't seem like from all the interactions you saw, all the public accounts that you saw, there never seemed like there's any type of whatsoever of any type of human trafficking. It looked like all parties involved were prepared to be involved.
Then the initial reporting was fake news. I think that's what I said, because they said that these women were in the back, you know, living on their mat, living on the tables, and
That's the point that I'm making.
If that's what actually was reported and wasn't true, then whoever reported that should be fired.
Well, because the police department put the cameras in the facility in the first place because they were trying to find people they're trying to figure out what the whole human trafficking bullshit was all about. It wasn't a sting to find somebody.
I never heard that they put cameras in the facility. I thought they were monitoring the facility.
No, they had cameras in each of the rooms.
Yeah, if you want to see your Robert Kraft in action, you can see it.
Well, that's the whole point, is that Robert Kraft's lawyer is like, you don't want to put that out there.
No.
Because it's pretty much pornography.
Well, there's nobody wants to see that.
No.
Nobody. I'd rather see Matt Ryan on Hard Knocks again.
But my point is that I was on this show and when it came out, and I was like, this doesn't sound right. It doesn't make sense.
One thing that we could all agree on, though, and I still stand by this, is that there is some dark-seated sexual things that are occurring with human trafficking that is kind of brushed under the table.
No question, but this is not the case.
We talked about that in our extended After show. Dark.
Yeah, we did. So,
nobody commented on it, which I thought it was probably one of our best podcasts.
The best podcast we've ever done.
I don't know. It was
great content.
I thought it was very level-headed, very, very, honest and, but you know, nobody cared.
Matt, but you're 100% correct, Matt, in the saying there are definitely scenarios in which that is a problem. This wasn't one of them.
And fake news doesn't help the situation because it only makes people more skeptical the next time it happens.
Right. So all of a sudden, Robert Kraft is being called out as someone who's promoting like human trafficking, which in this particular case did not happen. But because of the fake news that came out, that is what – and that was my hesitation when we first started talking about this on the After Dark, is that it doesn't sound right to me. Like, I just don't – I don't see it.
If I remember correctly, we all agreed if it was true, he should have to sell his team.
Yeah.
I think we all said if he
– 100%.
Even Elfie the Brown said the same thing.
But I still maintain the fact that I go that it just doesn't sound right. There's something not adding up here. And as we find out the truth, the prosecutor says flat out, they found no evidence whatsoever of any type of human trafficking. And that's the whole case, which we brought Brian on the Facebook page was commenting about, is that the videotape, which was,
well, I brought Brian.
Yeah, you brought him in,
but which they found that most time is a mistake.
but they found that they're finding that the fact that this videotape even exists is actually it's null and void. They can't use. I don't think they can use it in court, or they can't release it.
Again, I don't want to see it.
Right. Nobody wants it. Well, there's probably some sick fucks out there that want to see it, but like I definitely don't want to see it. But I mean, I
really want to see Robert Kraft, man. He's my hero. I don't care.
It is what it is, man. I think we also discussed this too. Is that, and Nick, you made this point really, and I agree with it. I mean, to solve this from being an issue of what Robert Kraft was involved with, and to maybe potentially eliminate this as an issue down the road for the negative side of things, is that make it legal, regulate it.
Yes,
yeah.
I think we all agreed.
Absolutely. Because
I don't know if I really put my stamp behind the legal.
I do. But, I 100% so. Do agree
okay.
with it.
It's okay. 3 to 4. You guys want to legalize
like,
it. I'm still on the
like Dentine or Trident.
Well, yeah, Matt, I'm still
you,
like
you don't have to agree with it.
Yeah, it has to be consensual.
Right. You don't have to agree with it.
You're
like,
right.
I don't,
it has to be consensual.
Of course it does. Like I don't agree with it. Yeah. I would never partake in it.
Nor
I don't agree with it. But I feel like a solution to that problem is if it's regulated and legalized
by the cops.
You take away the pimp aspect.
Yeah, I mean, like, look at all these. What are they calling them now? These involuntarily virgin people, you know, in whatever they're called. Like, how many of these guys are in their 30s or 40s and they're still virgins because they just are too introverted?
That was a movie. 40-year-old virgin.
Yeah, it wasn't 40. But there's a term for them now. These guys that are, if you watch the news, that you know they have a name for them now, a term for, but they're just bitter. Well,
there's a name for everything.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Like, think about how many guys that are just too awkward or too introverted to really talk to anybody, and if they just wanted to go,
say that they were like bitter about like Star Wars.
Yeah, no, not that. I was just,
okay.
I'm really just bitter about plot in general. Of Star Wars.
Well, I'm bitter. I was left off Owen Brews.
Yeah, I was bitter about that. But you know, I needed to go.
No, like I said, it's not a profession. You say, okay, that's I would want, you know, but if that's what somebody chooses to do, chooses to do, if they want to do that, then it should be legal and like regulated in a way where it's you're not having these, because if you're caught with someone in the, you know, how do you eliminate human trafficking?
Yeah,
I think we said on the extra podcast, the extended podcast, it doesn't seem like anybody talks about it.
I don't. Right. Me just right. politically, I don't think it's the government's job to regulate morality. You know, and just because you think it's awful does not mean the next person thinks it's awful.
Right.
Now, if it's a public health thing, or if it's actual
endangering to
the endangering, community. Yeah, to the community, yes. But if someone voluntarily says, you know what, it's just like an Uber driver or anything else, like, hey, I want to go turn some tricks for a few hours and make $300 or $400 or a grand or whatever money, as long as you're healthy and you're regulated and you're, you know, you're checked STD wise, then go for it. I wouldn't judge anyone for doing it. I wouldn't do it, same as Chris said, but
it would bring in a lot more regulation, though.
It would. So, it would have to be heavily regulated. I mean,
so yeah. It is. You're kind of like inviting the government in more.
You are.
Absolutely.
You are. Yeah. But I don't know how you can stop human trafficking if you don't start. You have to. I mean, to me, that has. I've said before, that's my number one issue. Really, of anything, I can't stand it when people are. You know, we treat people like just like lumps of flesh, like they're nothing.
Yeah,
and
right.
It you don't hear anybody talking about it. Nobody.
Right.
We talk about the stupidest fucking things over and over again.
Right.
But not that.
And I'll tell you, I think I just need to reinforce the fact that I mean, there's probably some people out there who are saying, "Oh, you're just trying to create a law to get Donald Kraft off." Well, first of all, Donald Kraft already got off, so that's the first thing. But
there's
video proof.
No, the point of the matter is as the law stands right now, he committed a misdemeanor in soliciting prostitution, in my eyes. I mean, I can't prove it. I mean, they probably have videotape evidence of it happening, which they do, and that's that. And he should be held responsible for what he was.
He'll pay a fine and
was called for, right? But the idea is, I'm not trying to you know, inspire the creation or be behind the creation of a law that would you know, erase that.
We can call it the Robert Kraft Law.
the law of Kraft.
The law of Kraft. Where we legalize prostitution.
But I think to Jack's point, I think that the bigger thing here is that by doing and so and having some type of regulation and having a legalized versus, I think that it would reduce the negative side of the darker side of these things, where unfortunately it does happen, you know, across the country where there are places.
Going to the movie we watched, The Widow. You know, they literally go into these schoolhouses and these small villages and take young children, boys and girls, and they have to join their army. Literally, they kill all the family members, and then they take the kids and make them become killers. I mean, it's just, I mean, obviously, you know, I don't know how we can stop that, but it's just sad that those things happen.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's what I got to say about that.
Well, some really cheery stuff that we always like to cover here on the show.
But well, hey, man, real life ain't always cheery.
No.
It ain't. Yeah. No. Yeah.
I usually like to keep it cute and funny, but, you know.
Yeah.
Right. Well, and speaking of things that were not cute and funny and somewhat sad, but I would be remiss without talking about Notre Dame.
Oh my God.
It was just so crushing. I mean,
I didn't believe it at first. Yeah.
Well,
really?
I haven't asked a stupid question. Did they not? Because when we were in London, we went to Windsor Castle. Windsor Castle. And they had a fire a few years before us. Because they said, well, if you notice, we have sprinklers now. We didn't have sprinklers before. And that part of the, and they had to rebuild it. Were there no sprinklers anywhere?
Well, it happened during the scaffolding where they were actually doing some restoration.
Right.
So
it was also, you know, dead of night.
Because, you know, that thing was, what, 850 years old? There's nothing in the United States that old.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
So to me, it's history.
I mean, yeah, this thing was during the Black Plague, you know.
It survived wars and survived, you know, all this different stuff. It survived. And now they're saying, oh, we're going to pledge all this money to rebuild it. To me, it's like, okay, but it's not the same.
Right.
It'll never be the same.
To me, it's not the same because it's being rebuilt to look like.
Every generation from now on, when they go into the Notre Dame, the tour guide will say, Here's what it looked like before the fire. Here's what it looks like after the fire. They will point that out.
And they said it's going to take 5 years to rebuild.
At least. You know, I was reading an interesting article actually today that I forgot what where it was. Maybe it was Deadspin or something. I'm not quite sure. But someone proposed a really like interesting idea and concept of how they'll be able to restore it. And it's interesting. You wouldn't think this, but there's a game, a video game called Assassin's Creed Unity by a company called Ubisoft. And they painstakingly built that in the Notre Dame in the game, like brick by brick. And someone interviewed one of the developers and said that how they spent years, literally her job was to create the video game world version of Notre Dame, inch by inch, brick by brick. So there's actually a lot of
like a 3D model
and 3D renderings and models that are out there, one of which happens to be part of a video game, which is kind of like mind blowing when you think about it.
So
and granted, there's probably professional 3D renderings of it.
So what caused it? It was an accident, but when they were rebuilding it or restoring it. Mm-hmm. It was like a blowtorch. What happened?
They don't know yet.
They don't know yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I saw that scaffolding and stuff like that. I'm like going, because they even did the Capitol. I went to Washington for 2 years straight. They're restoring the Capitol and stuff like that. But I was like, I go, 850 years. 850 years. I go, all that history, all the people that have seen it. I mean, I obviously on my Facebook page, I know a lot of people that have seen it because I see their pictures in front of it. But it's just like, it's just gone for, in my opinion, and I hate to be the negative Nancy, but it's gone forever.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's comparable. I mean, the only thing that we have to relate it to would be the Twin Towers.
Right.
Yeah.
And you have the Freedom Tower now, you know, and they didn't rebuild the Twin Towers, but they built the Freedom Tower and they have a memorial there. So the fact that so much of it still does remain and so it's not completely destroyed, and it is so iconic, you know. I mean, it is so historic, you know. It's up there with, you know, very famous, you know, pieces of architecture and history and the art. I mean, it's one of those things that it doesn't matter if you're a Christian, if you're a Catholic. They're the outcry of just people that sympathize and could see this work of art, you know, going up in flames.
Yeah.
And what it symbolizes to the French people.
Yeah.
You know, there's just so much behind it. And it just, it was just heartbreaking to see those images.
Cause Cindy goes, cause we were in Paris. She goes, why didn't we go see that? I go, oh, we went to Disneyland instead.
And then you got some jackass on Twitter saying that they should drop water bombs on top of it to put the fire out.
Right. Yeah. So this isn't Star Wars: Revenge of the Sith. We cannot fly a spaceship with a water.
If you see the wrong video of the firefighters going in there, it's actually pretty interesting. If you watch the firefighters going in there, it's just sad. It's just one of those things where it's sad. But like I said, did they not have sprinklers? Were they installing sprinklers? And
I think they were trying to rake the leaves to get the leaves away. So,
That's what I mean by I didn't believe it, though, Matt. What you were saying about 9/11 is that I had the same reaction when it started to come out. That because I remember when the first tower got hit, the story was that it was some little plane that hit the tower, because I remember my dad calling me and waking me up and going like, some idiot flew a plane into the Twin Tower. Like, how do you hit a building? It's right there in front of you. You know, and then that's
when I can't believe we have the same experience. Most people were awake. You and I were both asleep and were woken by our dad.
I was on I was on the West Coast, so I was sleeping. My wife had just taken the kids to school, and I sleep. And all I hear, we're under attack. They're attacking the West. They're attacking in New York. I go, what? And so I woke up, I turned around, I go, holy shit.
Yeah.
And then from that point on, it was like, oh my God.
It was the first bit of news that I got received from a form of social media. I was asleep in my apartment, and my cousin, who also went to the same college as I did, informed me over AOL Instant Messenger that someone was attacking the Twin Towers.
Well, that's just, what I mean, like that's my clear memory of it, is my dad calling me and me not believing him, because I was like, this is stupid. Like, who would fly a plane to the tower? This is only when the first one had been hit. And then I remember turning on the TV, and a few minutes later, the other one hitting, and then it got real. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah, I woke up for the second, just in time for the second hit.
Yeah.
And I remember watching, I went and picked up the kids, said, hey, you know, they were young at the time. I said, hey, something happened. We're okay. Because they closed everything in San Diego. Closed all the department stores, all the malls closed, everything closed. I'm sure it's the same way everywhere else, but because no one knew what was going on. I mean, it was just one of those, you know, situations. But I remember staying up all night because they keep hearing cell phones. They keep hearing, you know, they kept saying, they got to find somebody. And it was just all, you know, false hope. But anyway, now we're a downer podcast today. But
yeah.
Well, I mean, we had some
just what's
some
going pretty, on.
Yeah. Pretty broad discussions. I mean, you know, we threw a Versus right in the middle of this podcast.
And Game of Thrones is back, and that would make a great title for this show.
Wait, salvage it there, Jay. I mean, Jack.
Well, sure. Maybe we can use the font.
The podcast is dark and full of terrors.
That jumped, you call it, though, huh?
The hand of the craft.
It's like the little pins like this. So you're the hand of the craft.
for those who can't see, which is everybody, Jack just made a very inappropriate gesture on the podcast.
I think she's the one with the pox, though.
Which one?
That's my favorite character, by the way. No, not the Fox one, but
Bron.
Yeah,
I love Bron.
My favorite character are the prostitutes guys, because it should be legal.
Yeah. I like that he had three. It's the dream.
Can we talk about something else?
Sure, yeah, we'll talk about something else.
No, I'm talking about Bron was talking about that. Oh, okay.
Can we just come on?
You're breaking my concentration.
Oh yes, yeah.
If you guys didn't know that, I didn't learn this today. So the conversation they're having in Game of Thrones, the three prostitutes while they're with Bron, they're talking about a soldier for the Lannisters who had his face melted off.
Yeah.
And of course he's like, can we talk about something else? They're referring to Ed Sheeran. They're referring to his character in the previous season. So he's the kid that got his face melted off by the dragon.
I read that today too. That's
so good. I was like, ah.
Also, the guy from Always Sunny in Philadelphia is in it too. The guy that played, he has the black hair.
Really? He was in Lost too.
I'm trying to remember his name. I can't remember his name. I'm drawing a blank on the character's name.
Mac?
No, Mac's a girl, isn't it?
Max, no. I'm talking about Mac from It's Always Funny in Philadelphia.
D is the girl.
No, D's the girl.
Okay. D's the girl. Yeah, yeah, the Austrian.
D and Mac are married in real life.
Yeah, they are.
So. Are they?
Mm. Yep. So.
I don't know. Anyway.
McElhenney. Mac. Yeah, it is Mac.
Okay, yeah, he's in it also.
Oh, he's the guy with the messed up eye. He gets shot in the eye in the opening, didn't he?
Yeah.
This episode, really? Yeah. I didn't notice.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Wow, so he's been in Lost and Game of Thrones. Lucky bastard.
Yeah, hate him. Anyway, that's all we got for this episode. We'll have an extended version after this.
Indeed.
Yeah, we're going to definitely extend this.
And be fair to me, we do call extended. It is called extended.
Oh, it's called extended.
I thought it was called extension.
I think that, but every time I type it in, it's extended.
All right. It's extended.
I don't know how that sounded, but anyway.
Yeah, exactly. I don't like it. Yeah, he's sitting there and it's extended.
I type extended is what I'm trying to say.
As long as you don't call it extends with a Z, you know.
Yeah.
And,
oh. Yeah. The Extend is sponsored by Extends. Yeah.
Well, if you'd like to follow us, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, RCADcast. That's all it is.
And Gmail.
And you can send us an email, RCADcast@gmail.com. You can send us a review. Did we get a review, Nick?
We did not.
Oh.
So somebody out there, send us a review on iTunes, and Matt will draw you –
Yeah, I was working on this cool like little rainbow Robert pattern. Kraft today.
That's what I was thinking was Robert Kraft. You know, and then we got a rainbow.
That one. There it is right there.
Like look it up.
That's actually pretty nice there, Matt.
Well done. Thanks. I was just coloring rainbows because, you know, happy thoughts.
Happy thoughts. As long as
you As I'm coloring this in, I'm like, oh yeah, Robert Kraft's penis.
That's a happy thought.
Apparently, Robert Kraft ejaculates rainbows.
No, this is a pride, you know, thing. I don't know. It's just. It's not even an exact rainbow.
It reminds me of what Saturday morning cartoons. It would have this kind of rainbow thing going on.
I didn't quite finish it. I gotta finish it.
Yeah.
So, because it's not quite, you know, Roy G. Biv here. So it's mixed up colors. So, Roy G. Biv.
Well, Nick, will you be with us next week? Orange,
yellow.
For the Ramblecast?
Yeah.
Blue. Unclear.
Okay. Violet. All right.
So, before we cut off, so what about Chris? Where's he at in the
eligibility?
You'll have to check out the extended version to hear the news on the extended family.
All right. Fair enough.
All right. And, so, follow us on Instagram, Twitter. Send us an email, rcadcast@gmail.com. Become a patron if you shop Amazon. You've heard the information before. I can't remember what it is anyway.
And if you want to join us for the extended version, as well as other Jay and Jack extras, you just need to make sure you're looking at your Patreon level of minimum is. Can please someone please confirm with me? It is.
I don't remember.
I believe it's $15, and you can check out all the news, all the different levels on our Patreon page. We can welcome our newest supporter who will be joining us in the extended version, who is JP Lesser.
Yes.
He's going to be joining us?
He can now listen.
Before he was one of those cast outs. He was like, you cannot listen to us, JP. Sorry.
Nope. But now he can.
Now he can.
Yes. Okay. Well, he can have the one with the pox. Anyway.
And you know what? I'm going to thank those patrons again. Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter Gloeffler, Maggie Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, The Drake, and Ed, the Creepy Letter Carrier. Thanks for doing it. And always, Ed, always, always, we thank everyone, and fuck you, Dean Spanos.
They got a double fuck you this episode.
Yeah. They're almost thanked as much as Dean Spanos is told to fuck off. So you guys are actually getting pretty up there on the rankings. Well done.
That's all we got. All right. We're out of here. And remember, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones, Game of Thrones.
great show, guys. One in a craft.
that was kind of handy. Anyway,
all right, thanks.
A little bit.
I'm a handy guy.
Bye, guys.
Way to jack it up.
Jack it in San Diego.
See you next Tuesday or Thursday or whatever.
Bye. Thursday.